When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Warriors big.
Get this weak stuff out of here. Get this weak stuff out of here.
We're not ready.
Right over there, there's some people smoking weed.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey.
Warriors big.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey.
Warriors big.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey.
Get this weak stuff out of here.
Right over there, there's some people smoking weed.
Give me the War Eagle, please. I'm sorry.
Warriors big.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey. Hey, yo, hey.
Tell the truth, but tell it slant.
Everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. This is our final segment. Another flex alert today. We will be off tomorrow. Full smoko.
Full smoko, so leave us alone.
And then Friday, another flex alert, 2 to 5:30. So the Dodgers wrapping up their roadies. They will finish the season with two series at home, one against the Brewers and one against the Padres. But final road trip in effect right now.
Don't miss it.
It affects the Petros and Money Show.
Crazy games going on. Down to the wire. Pennant race between the Dodgers and the Rockies. Dodgers on deck at 4:30. First pitch at 5:40. Dodger fans, tomorrow at 10 a.m., playoff tickets go on sale. Dodgers.com/postseason. Get it while they're hot. And, of course, we have our NFL games to promote. That's the flex tomorrow. Well, we're not even on tomorrow, Smoko. Thursday night NFL game. Panthers and Texans. The Dodgers will play twice before that. Saturday, UCLA, Stanford. Sunday on 98.7, Chargers at Kansas City. Everything's up to date in Kansas City. They've gone about as far as they can go. And right now, it's time for the final hour fun fact.
It's fun in effect. It's the hour three.
Fun facts! Fun facts!
Did you know? We may have done this before. I don't know why I stumbled upon it today. Elvis's autopsy revealed. And I guess this isn't really that fun. It's kind of morbid, but morphine.
Yeah.
Demerol.
Okay.
Chlorpheniramine.
Well, I heard he had a pool.
Placidil. Valium. Codeine. Ethinamate. Quaaludes. An unidentified barbiturate. Amitol. Nembutal. Carbritol.
Are you sure that unidentified one was just not a new barbiturate that was made out of all the other ones that were in there?
Oh, could be. Sinutab. Elevil, Avenol, and Valmet. That's a salad.
Wow.
I mean, that is a salad.
I hope it wasn't all one doctor.
Sheesh.
I mean, that would really be unfortunate.
Oh, and diazepam. My mistake. I want to make sure it's correct. I forgot diazepam.
Elvis popped up in this new Elvira tell-all. Only guy that came off looking okay.
Is that right?
Yeah. Everybody else seems like a rapist or a really bad guy. But
not Elvis.
Elvis came off okay. Kissed her tenderly. And told her, get out of Las Vegas, honey. It's not for you. Good night.
What a nice guy.
Yeah, right? Kissed her tenderly and said, you know, someone said, all the world's a stage. It is time for the top story of the day.
Top story of the day.
Top story of the day is brought to you by HMS Capital.
You know what?
Market. Your top story of the day is brought to you by HMS Capital. Visit hmscapital.com. Find out what you can get from HMS Capital and call another lender. That's how I convince HMS is they're going to earn your business. Well, I guess a couple things to get to when it comes to the Dodgers and baseball. Some thoughts that popped through my head last night.
Well, Matt, we're right on the step of Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck here.
And maybe, something that popped into my brain that we could talk about some 3 or 4 hours ago here on the Petros and Money Show in your home of the Dodgers, AM 570 LA Sports. We have had this conversation before about the difference between the Dodgers and the Lakers, the two dominant franchises in this market when it comes to fan interest and fan dedication. Last night, a perfect example of why I make the case that this current incarnation of the Dodgers is not just more popular, but considerably more popular than the current incarnation of the Lakers.
The Dodgers are more popular than the Lakers.
This current incarnation of Dodgers versus this current incarnation. Now, granted, the Dodgers are defending champs, but the Lakers are but a year removed from being defending champs. These are both
and
championship rosters.
The Dodgers don't have a global icon
exactly
as the leader of their team and kind of the GM.
Gavin Lux.
And Adele's hanging out over there.
Exactly.
Adele's not hanging out with the Dodgers.
No. People love Adele.
Right?
Universally adored.
She set fire to the rain, and yet the Dodgers, you're saying, are still the most popular, Matt?
Popular? I believe last night helps illustrate this point. Not quantitatively, but subjectively.
Oh, good.
Gavin Lux, embattled prospect, set up.
Put a 10 on it out there.
Set up for success. He's been sent down. He has returned. He has been sent down. He has returned. He has been left off playoff rosters. Yet, you walk around Dodger Stadium, and there are fans, continuing the thread of our jersey conversation, that bought the hype, and they are wearing Gavin Lux jerseys out there. We see them with our own, too. And maybe we bought the hype, too. Gavin?
He was our Renfair PMS
right?
Zoom guest.
I mean, he was not
a Chevy
just
summer tour.
A guest because Tim Cates was down there with a wireless mic, and he happened to be floating around. No, we scheduled Gavin Lux to join us as the centerpiece interview of our summer tour stop, virtual summer tour stop, Renfair edition. Due to injury, his number has been called in what has become a must-win situation seemingly every remaining game, as last night illustrated again for the Giants, down early 4-1 to the Padres, yet they rally back and continue to hold a one-game lead over the Dodgers last night, aggressively running the bases. Awesome at bats, ultimately scoring the game-winning run, and on a completely different level. And I bring up Gavin because, again, drafted by the Dodgers, developed by the Dodgers, those are the players that fans get damn excited about.
Put a 10 on that guy out in left, though.
He might kill somebody. It's going to be great when A.J. Pollock is back out there and things return to normal. Now, completely different level. The I think, for lack of a better term, born and raised Dodger, as far as the way the fans feel about them. How about the guy that authored the game-winning RBI, the other half of that combo last night? Albert Pujols, who is not only not going to be remembered as a Dodger, he won't even be remembered as an Angel.
Oh, no, not T.O. Albert.
He will be remembered from his time 12 years ago when it ended with the St. Louis Cardinals.
But you can argue he's having more success as a yo-yer.
Right.
I mean, he's making more of an impact as a in the better part of that dozen years that you speak of, Mateo.
No doubt about it. Outside of perhaps helping them get awarded that $2.5 billion television contract immediately after he was signed that offseason as a free agent, Pujols has no lasting memories, no signature moments. Now you got nice round numbers, 500 home runs, 3,000 hits, whatever.
No momento signature in the playoffs or in a pennant race.
And this is a
guy. No mementos to remember.
Remember, the Cardinals, during this dominant era of Dodger baseball, where they have won 8 consecutive, and we hope 9 consecutive division championships, the Cardinals have been a chief rival, not only for their gritty style of play and bad matchups in the postseason, but for some cheap-ass baseball. Breaking Hanley Ramirez's, was it ribs or wrist?
Ribs.
His ribs.
You're on my list.
Exactly right. Yet, as you just called him, T.O. Albert has become
the feel-good story of the year.
And a Dodger fan favorite. He's the guy. Yet, he is end of. And look, I think there's also another part of that. Pujols is going to go down as the best hitter of his generation, one of the greatest hitters in the history of baseball. People didn't like the way he was treated by the Angels at the end of his career.
No.
And here comes Andrew Friedman and the Dodgers, to some degree, to the rescue. Hey, you do not have to go quietly into that good night. No.
Rage against the death of your illustrious career.
And do it here by winning a World Series, by contributing to this team, experiencing greatness. And for you, good sir, T.O. Albert, in the swan song and the twilight of your career, we are here for you. The fans are here for you. And he is here for us. And this is similar to Max Scherzer. Think about this. Think about how Max Scherzer has been embraced by the Dodgers. This is not easy to do. Mid-season trip. Manny Machado was never embraced by the Dodger fans.
No, malo tratamiento. Bad treatment.
Now.
Malo tratamiento.
Now, had you Darvish won Game 7, maybe he would have been embraced differently. But
maybe.
But.
Had he won Game 7 and brought a World Series over the Astros, maybe.
I'm asking.
Maybe.
Did you ever feel like people were really excited about you, Darvish, the 3 months he was here? No. But they're excited about Max Scherzer. Dodger fans are geeked about Scherzer. He's going to win the Cy Young.
I would say they're geeked, Matt, but I don't know why.
He is going to win. Think about this. Max Scherzer is going to win the Cy Young this year. It will give him 4. Clayton Kershaw has 3. If they win a World Series this year, they will both have 2. And these are 1 and 1A. The pitchers that are mentioned as the best pitcher of their era, and the Dodgers may have provided Max Scherzer with that last bit of a nudge to push him ahead of Clayton Kershaw as the greatest pitcher of his era?
Buehler and Urias as well.
Homegrown.
Who are there ready to start games in the playoffs, Matt, but you still got to find a way to avoid this one-game playoff where it all comes crashing down like a house of cards.
I cannot make a prediction on what is going to happen off the on the field. What I can do is speculate how people are feeling on the inside.
And people are feeling great about these Dodgers.
Feeling great about these Dodgers. They're celebrating Max Scherzer, even though he may knock Clayton Kershaw from the number one to the number two spot on the greatest pitcher of his era mantle during his time with the Dodgers. They're still wearing Scherzer jerseys.
That might happen.
That may happen.
I'm glad you did the Dodger personal car wash story today, because I just had the bip and I didn't have the stomach to get under the undercarriage and really wash between the cracks.
That's right. You know, sometimes it's exterior, but you open the door to that car, just filthy.
You need a deep clean.
There's bear claw wrappers. Yeah. There's old orange juice.
Well, you forgot to open the door for the car washer guy. What do you think's going to happen?
Now, I'm not saying that the Lakers aren't likable in the manner but that the Dodgers are likable.
But they're not.
They're not likable in the manner that the Dodgers are likable. Would I like to see Carmelo Anthony win a championship? I guess so.
Well, you were talking it up earlier.
Absolutely. Old guys rule. Put on my t-shirt. Yes, I would like to see Carmelo Anthony win a championship. I would like to see that. But LeBron James has been a mercenary. Parachuted into Miami. Then he took a return flight to Cleveland. Now he parachuted into L.A. Let's not forget how Anthony Davis left New Orleans with a That's All Folks t-shirt, thinking he was super cute and cool.
Now, he's not likable.
No. Yet, Max Scherzer also rescued off the scrap heap. Hey, the Nationals suck. You're going to be a free agent. You're going to be pitching in irrelevancy for the remainder of the season until the Dodgers were able to pluck you at the trade deadline, Max Scherzer, and we are here to celebrate that. And let's not forget the best player on the Dodger roster. Mookie Betts did not force his way out of Boston. Boston forced Mookie Betts out of Boston. They said, you're not worth it. Even though you've delivered World Series championships to us, you are not worth it, Mr. MVP of the league. We will not meet your financial demands. In comes, again, Andrew Friedman to the rescue. Not only will we trade for you, Mookie Betts, we will meet your financial demands. That is a team that goes as far as the players are concerned and agents are concerned, above and beyond, to take care of their own, to take care of free agents, and a destination that guys like Mookie Betts and Max Scherzer want to play for. And in turn, the fans appreciate that front office that the Dodgers players want to play for. And that goes with players and players that are traded for and players that are drafted and developed. And hey, Gavin Lux, yeah, you had a rough go out there. Maybe we ought to put a tent over you in the outfield. But you know what? We still believe. We still believe what we saw and what we drafted is in there. And we're going to get it out of you. And we're going to get it out of you in the most high leverage stakes contests and innings of the remainder of our season,
and,
Gavin.
And how high is that leverage, Matt?
Oh,
how high is it?
The highest? Those screws are tight.
Tell them, Matt.
So again, remember, when you decide how to spend your sports dollar or what channel to tune your AM band to.
Where to tune your balloon.
Who do you want to support? You want to support some drafted, developed, young guys that were told to never quit despite their failures early on?
Or some global conglomerate with no hair like LeBron James.
Right.
LeBron James.
We got a guy who's been in the league for 20 years. Will go down as one of the greatest St. Louis Cardinals ever? And all of Los Angeles is saluting Tio Albert?
Keep on punching.
Come on! Max Scherzer knocking Clayton Kershaw off the number one podium as the greatest pitcher of his generation in a Dodgers uniform to win his fourth Cy Young?
Which might as well be wrapped in an American flag.
I mean, just like this show. We love America.
America's made our fortune.
Hey, it's the red, white, and what? Exactly right.
Yeah, it ain't the red, white, and orange.
No, it ain't the red, white, and foreign blue.
Yeah, and just like Ned Coletti says, the game and the season is too long for you.
God, I love these Dodgers. And you
love,
know what?
Love America.
I've heard America loves these Dodgers too, especially on the radio.
America! All right, it's time for the dead guy.
All right, P, your dead guy birthday of the day. One of my all-time favorites, really just from one role, John Houseman. Did not know he was so much more than a kick-ass actor. The Paper Chase is one of my favorite old-timey, I guess sort of old-timey, 1970s films.
That's pretty old, Matt. You know, 50 years now.
Yeah. Houseman got the Oscar for his performance. Give me a little of that there, KT.
Yes, my name is Hart. Mr. Hart, you're still not speaking loud enough. Will you stand? Now that you're on your feet, Mr. Hart, maybe the class will be able to understand you. You are on your feet?
Yes, I'm on my feet.
Loudly, Mr. Hart. Fill this room with your intelligence. Now, will you give us the facts of the case?
I haven't read the case.
Class assignments for the first day are posted on the bulletin boards in Langdale and Austin Halls. You must have known that.
No.
You assume that this first class would be a lecture, an introduction to the course.
Yes, sir.
Never assume anything in my classroom. Mr. Hart, I will myself give you the facts of the case.
Professor Charles W. Kingsfield, won him the Oscar, John Houseman. He was born in Romania, educated in England, became
down
a British
in Romania,
subject,
down in Romania.
Worked in the grain trade, came to the U.S. in 25, speculator in the international grain market, 1929 stock market crash, followed his heart and his brain into theater, wrote two plays that made it onto Broadway, 3 and 1 in 33 and Be My Love in 34. Collaborated with Gertrude Stein for Four Saints and Three Acts in 34, and then started directing.
Stein's a real freak.
Houseman seems like a real... I shouldn't say a-hole, but... seemed like he was very... set in his ways.
Proprietary?
If you will. He would become a U.S. citizen in 43. Casting Panic, play about Wall Street. And he became obsessed with a young man named Orson Welles he had seen in a production of Romeo and Juliet and said he was the only person qualified to play that role. The play was a flop, just three performances, but the pair developed a bond and a professional relationship. Moving forward, he got into films, was supposed to produce Citizen Kane. He and Orson Welles were going to do Heart of Darkness, but just could not find an adaptation that they liked, so instead they wrote Citizen Kane. Welles and Houseman had a huge falling out.
That's unfortunate.
Welles believing he did everything and controlling everything, and Houseman saying, hey, you kind of didn't. It was this guy Mankiewicz that wrote the script, and you asked me to edit it. You're telling us that
it's still
you've
Orson
done
Welles, though, you know.
So they parted ways.
Yeah, F you, Houseman.
World War II broke out, and what did he do? Served his country. Office of War Information ran the Voice of America radio network. After he got back, signed on with Paramount, taught at Juilliard, Broadway hits, films that were hits, American Theater Hall of Fame, Paper Chase, of course, as Charles Kingsfield, you heard it there. And most importantly, for those of you that remember 80s television.
Well, nothing's more important.
He was Gramps in Silver Spoons. That's right. Cates is like, that's where I knew him from. And he also did the commercials for, Smith Barney. They make money the old-fashioned way. They earn it. That guy. Houseman.
All right, Matt. We have a heady dead and alive today because often referenced here on PMS for no good reason. Neil Cavuto.
Oh, Cavuto.
Your world with Cavuto. 63 years old business journalist for Fox News now. But he's worked a few places, has Cavuto. Your world.
That's the truth.
With Neil Cavuto. Cavuto is from Long Island. His mother was a UN staffer. His dad, an Italian sales guy. In high school, Cavuto managed a fish and chips place as a teen. No word on if it was an eight salt. I don't know if it was an eight salt.
Come on.
I don't know. I looked. He was an intern in the Jimmy Carter administration White House, was Cavuto. He went to St. Bonnie's, got a master's at American University.
That is the American University there.
Matt, you could have made that Dodger speech at American University. That's how much of an American you are. Cavuto was cable royalty and OG. CNBC's very first broadcast, 1989. Cavuto! He spent 15 years as the bureau chief in New York for PBS. I didn't know that while he was at both CNBC and Fox.
I did not know that either.
Of course, he took over Your World with Neil Cavuto in 1996, and it's still on today. They still talk about him in the leagues. Cavuto is married with three kids. He is a cancer survivor. He also has MS, and he was told that the chances of getting both of those diseases in the same lifetime are not very high.
Well, and congratulations, Cavuto.
Cavuto has to wear it, and he's not supposed to be alive, yet he's still Cavutoing so hard on TV every day. He also has heart problems. He's a medical marvel.
My God.
Trump attacked Cavuto for a strong 20
Wait
minutes.
Wait a minute. Trump attacked someone in the media?
Cavuto.
You gotta be kidding.
That was Cavuto's finest hour, was the 20 minutes that Trump just laid into his ass at a Colorado Springs rally in 2020. Your world! He's the most global because it is
his world.
Your world. Not just Waters' world. Your world. Let's go!
Batter up.
At City of Hope, physicians and researchers are relentlessly working together to turn powerful science, into life-saving new cancer treatments. Learn more at cityofhope.org. Dodgers-Rockies in that big cavernous park again tonight.
Won the season opener, thanks, as we mentioned, to Theo Albert. RBI single late in the game in that 10th inning. Dodgers one game back of the Giants, though, as they rallied to win last night over the Padres. 11 games to play. Buehler, Herman Marquez, not easy to win in Colorado. You heard David Vasse say it, and you'll get more of that and a ton of Dodgers information on Dodgers on Deck with Tim Cates starting now.
Your world with Tim Cates.
When you want Dodgers, the only home is AM 570 LA Sports.
Galvin Ford, number one in the world, 29 years.